Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Wednesday, the 9th of October, 2019. It is the 282nd day of the year. 83 days remaining till the end of the year, 74 days until winter begins, 146 days until primaries, and 391 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 7:13. The sun sets at 6:39 tonight. We have 11 hours and 26 minutes of daylight to play in. Solar transit at 12:56 this afternoon. The first low tide was at 3:20 this morning. Next low tide at 3:48 this afternoon. The first high tide will be at 10:21 this morning, and the final high tide at the Golden Gate at 9:39 tonight. The moon is 83.4% visible. A waxing gibbous moon will have a full moon on Saturday. Today is Curious Events Day, Emergency Nurses Day, Fire Prevention Day, International Beer and Pizza Day, International Top Spinning Day, Leif Erikson Day, Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work and School Day, Moldy Cheese Day, Pet Obesity Awareness Day, Cupcake Day, Sneakers Day, Stop Bullying Day, Nautilus Night, Scrubs Day, Stop America's Violence Everywhere Day, Submarine Hoagie Hero Grinder Day, and World Post Day. So it was on this day in 1874, the Universal Postal Union is created by the Treaty of Berne. Today is also Yom Kippur. It's Hangul Day in Korea. On this day in 1446, the Hangul alphabet is published in Korea. Independence Day in Uganda, as well as Guayaquil region in Ecuador. National Day of Commemorating Holocaust in Romania, National Nanotechnology Day. If today is your birthday, some great musicians that you share your birthday with include Camille Saint-Saëns, Youssef Latif, Abdullah Ibrahim, John Entwistle, Nona Hendricks, Amjad Ali Khan, Jackson Brown, PJ Harvey, John Lennon, and Sean Lennon. On this day in history, slavery was abolished in Latin America in 1824, and slavery was abolished in the British and French Caribbean in 1847. Much more up on KLW.org. It is the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. A little storytelling for lunch, This American Life at 12 noon today here on KLW, followed at 1 o'clock by Snap Judgment. Here on 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported community broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. Speaking of lunch, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch in school cafeterias today in the city and county of San Francisco, especially if you have children who attend school there. Many of the cafeterias will be serving today, Wednesday the 9th, the turkey pepperoni pizza, the cheese pizza, the chicken salad sandwich, and the lemon pepper green beans. Some other schools may also have the bean and cheese pupusa, the barbecue chicken and cornbread, the yogurt parfait, the roasted delicata squash, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in many of San Francisco's public schools. We thought you'd like to know. As a KLW listener, you have the capability to leave an inspired and lasting gift to the Bay Area and beyond. By making a gift through your will, you can support KLW for years to come. For more information, talk to your legal or financial advisor. Cross Currents Morning Report is next here on 91.7 KLW. Time now is 6:51. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Also, more BBC news this hour with Topline at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Millions of us, according to Associated Press, if not hundreds of thousands of us in Northern and Central California, may find ourselves without electricity today, maybe tomorrow, maybe even for a couple of more days as well. Pacific Gas and Electric is creating the largest preventive power shutdown in state history as a way to prevent wildfires. They're afraid fierce winds may knock down power lines or equipment. People preparing for the outages emptied shelves of bottled water and batteries, and there were lines at gas pumps. The new bore of the Caldecott Tunnel and the Tom Lantos Tunnel of Highway 1 are open. A map on PG&E.com is not showing any outages right now. No power outages are scheduled to affect the city of San Francisco. Some major changes made in Sacramento have been quickly signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom. California will soon end mandatory sentences for some drug crimes and extra time for certain felonies. Also, it will be easier for old criminal records to be expunged, for inmates to get health and dental work, and for police to no longer use facial recognition software on body cameras. Also, California voters can now register to vote on Election Day at all polling places starting 2020. And now California is the second U.S. state to cap rent increases statewide. Rent increases can only go up to 5% each year, plus inflation. The bill also bans landlords from evicting tenants without just cause. Earlier this year, Oregon enacted rent caps of 7% plus inflation. A wildfire in Mariposa County has closed California Highway 140, a main road to Yosemite. Several homes have been evacuated. The fire began Sunday afternoon near the unincorporated rural town of Briceburg. It's grown to about 2,000 acres as of yesterday, and it's only 10% contained. 1,000 firefighters are on the job. They're hoping to have the fire tamed before gusty winds come whooshing through today. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. One more hour of Morning Edition is next. From NPR News, support for NPR comes from iDrive, providing cloud backup, full system backup, and on-site iDrive appliance to protect PCs, Macs, and servers from data loss due to crashes and ransomware at iDrive.com/NPR. Sunny skies today, highs in the 60s and lower 70s around here in the Bay Area, immediately around the Bay, north and west winds up to 20 miles per hour. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio. Time right now is 8:07.